provision, Lord. It's still covering us. It's still filling us, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for your overflow. We pray for many more. We thank you for all your blessings. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this year. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that covered us each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that kept us, Lord, while we drove up and down the dangerous highways, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that kept our families, our children. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that never loses power. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that reached down and picked us up, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for giving up your blood. Thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you. I bless your name today, God. Oh, I give you glory for your blood, God. Woo! Ooh, I magnify you for your blood, God. Ooh. Ooh. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for loving us so much. Before we existed, you shedded your blood. Now, Father God, because of you, we sit here, we stand here. We're able to commune and fellowship with you. Just like you told us to do in your word. Thank you for the blood that heals our bodies in every disease. Thank you for the blood that's running through our veins right now, God. Thank you. Now, Father, I ask you before we drink of this cup, I ask you to forgive us of all our sins. The 31st, God. Forgive us, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God. Purge us with hyssop, God, before we even drink of this cup, Father. Thank you for the blood, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let us eat together. Let every heart say, amen.
I think I can run on to see what the end will be. How about you? Of course, we want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you as we ring in the new year on tonight. Amen. There will be no Bible study on tomorrow, but Bible study will resume on the following Monday. Amen. As we gear up for Bible study, we will be in the book of Leviticus. studying the book of Leviticus, and I'm looking forward to it. We need help following service today. If you would like to stay and help us take down all the Christmas decorations, we'd appreciate it. There's an old Chinese or old African proverb. I don't know if it's a Chinese proverb or African proverb. Either way, it still rings true. Many hands make work light. Amen. I say it again for those in the back. Many hands make work light. So we need help taking down the Christmas decorations and storing them for next year. Amen. Again, we want to thank each and every one of you for your commitment to Anointed Temple of Praise during 2023, and we look forward to 2024. Continue to lift up all of our prayer concerns that come via text message and constant contact, all of our sick and shut in. Mother Roxy Briggs, she's home from the hospital, but we just thank God for her continued healing. Brother Thomas Doggett, Mother Elizabeth Hughes, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And I know I'm missing a couple of others, but all of those who are on our sick and shut-in list, we are still praying for you. Last but not least, we want to say congratulations to Brother Jarvis Casey. Come on, Brother Jarvis. To God be the glory. We're looking for more in 2024. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give God another hand clap of praise if we can. Hallelujah. Even as we're preparing to leave this place, let's stand to our feet. We're certainly grateful for each of you, and we hope that you have a happy new year, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year. And we're grateful for our outreach ministry, Brother Dewan Whitmore and several of the members from the motorcycle club that he's a part of. What's the name of it? Backyard Motorcycle Club. They came over on Christmas Day, and they began, was it Christmas Day? And they began to put together some 125 150 baskets, like, you know, with bags, lunches for the homeless and those who were not able to have a hot meal. And they made sure that they delivered them. Some of our members came over to help out, and we praise God for that. And then the young lady, where are you, Miss Tamika? Raise your hand. She was one of the ones who helped and assisted in that effort. And thank you so very much for being a part of the worship experience today. And that's just a part of the outreach that we're trying to really take to the next level going into this new year. Let's bow for a moment of prayer. God, we're extremely grateful for all that you've done for us and for what you're continuing to do in our lives. We thank you, dear Lord, for the witness of the Holy Spirit in this place today. We thank you for the lives that were changed. We thank you for Brother Jarvis, who was baptized. And we thank you, dear Lord, for prayers that were answered and prayers that were heard. And so now, God, we pray that even as we prepare to celebrate a new year, that we will know that you go before us. And so bless our efforts, bless our dreams, bless our visions. And God, we believe in our spirits that 2024 is going to be big. So we give you praise for that in advance. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Come on, give God one more hand clap of praise. Find somebody and say, Happy New Year.
This is not the time to go. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to do for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you've sown be wasted on things that you'll later regret. Wishing you destiny. It's too